FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have reaction and interviews from Saturday's league match at Basford United. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with a date for your diary, as FC United will be hosting a St Patrick's theme night on Saturday the 21st of March at Broadhurst Park, celebrating both St Patrick's Day and FC United. Music will be provided by local eight-piece band Parcel O' Rogues and DJ D May. Hot food is included in the ticket price and will be a traditional Irish stew or vegetarian alternative. Tickets are priced at £10 and can be purchased through the club's office, with all proceeds from ticket sales going to FC United's development fund. Two on-the-pitch matters, and FC United on Tuesday night progressed to the final of the Frank Hanna Manchester Premier Cup with a 2-1 win over Earlham at Broadhurst Park.
Here comes Morris now on the ball, just inside FC's half. Plays it out to Elsdon, who now brings the ball into Earlham's half. Ennis, back in field to Thompson-Smith, to Elsdon, to Owolabi. Lovely dummy from Owolabi to find Dodd. Dodd to the byline, cross comes in, and just like that, Sinclair-Smith. It's a tap-in from 4 yards out, 32 minutes on the clock here, and FC United, they've done that a couple of times in that first half, where they've done some quick passing there. That was all about the dummy from Owolabi, Paul.
And also, the cutback was spot on, whereas other cutbacks have not been. That was spot on.
Yeah, the cutback was into space, Paul, rather than into a crowd, shall we say. And he just come onto it there, Sinclair Smith, and it was just a matter of hitting the target from, what, 3 yards?
Back-to-back goals for him.
Well, here comes FC United on the attack with Griffiths along the halfway line now. Out towards his left-hand side, Griffiths still with the ball, checks back, plays the ball to Lennon on the edge of the centre circle, who plays out towards the right-hand touchline to Donoghue's, pointing to Sinclair Smith to say, make that run down the line. Here is Sinclair Smith now. Looking for, he's going to get the return ball. Yes, he is. Here's Donoghue now. Donoghue into the penalty area.
He's looking for it.
Yeah, back to Sinclair Smith. Sinclair Smith finds Ennis in the box. Ennis opens up his body, shoots! And into the far post it goes. I'm not sure if it took a deflection or not.
It looked as though it did to me, because it, the ball was going, say, about a yard high, and then all of a sudden it sort of gained a little bit of altitude there to hit the centre of the goal. I feel it did may possibly take a little bit of a deflection.
I think he'll claim it as his 11th of the season.
It was goal bound, wasn't it? And that's the rule, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. But again, it's good play down the flanks. This time it's Donoghue and Sinclair Smith hooking up, and it's a bit of impetus, isn't it, into the box.
Well, Donoghue's, he's very comfortable on the ball, and what he's doing is when he does attack forward, he attacks space, which drags in the defenders. What didn't happen there was Donoghue waited for a second, waiting for the overlap run from Sinclair Smith, and he had sat back as cover, but the outcome was good for the FC.
Yep, well, 37 minutes on the clock. FC United now 2-0 up in this Frank Hanna Manchester Premier Cup semi-final here at Broadhurst Park. Well, clearance made by the goalkeeper. Dodd, first time pass in field into the centre circle to Potts. Potts leaves it for Griffiths. Griffiths to his right-hand side now to Donoghue, who plays a ball down this right-hand channel for Owolabi to chase onto. Ledson's covering. Back to the goalkeeper, White, who clears it high in the air. And Earlham with possession, but Donoghue's here, and Morris has got a butt challenging. Down the line it goes, and it's a first touch here for Southworth, but Griffiths covering. Griffiths back to Belford. Belford's pass is a risky one. Southworth is there, he's got to score.
Well, that's an absolute gift.
3 minutes into this second half, a mistake there from Belford, and the substitute Southworth, well, I was going to say pounce, but he had no option. He just passed it straight to him, and he wasn't going to miss that, was he, Roy?
Well, to be honest, it was the hardest part of his decision making was where he was going to put the ball, because everything else was set up for him.
Through to a final?
Yeah, brilliant. Fantastic. Really chuffed.
What's your thoughts then of that? Because Earl made it a bit tricky there in the second half.
Do you know what? I'm not going to come on radio and I'm not going to pick the bones out of the side. My lads are tired. We've got a small squad. We look drained second half, but every team has a blip in the season, and I'll take our blip against Barrow, but second round of the trophy, and one of two teams to get to that stage. I'll take a blip against Whitby when the second half we didn't play great, but we won 2-1. I'll take a blip against flipping Buxton away, but we'll get a point. I'll take a blip on Saturday, but we'll get a point. And we weren't great tonight, but we're through to the cup final. So I've got to give my boys loads of credit. You know, it's a, we know the constraints we're under, massive pressures, budget-wise, etc. But the sole motive is to turn this club around, and you know we're doing that. You know we're doing it, and we're doing it in the right way. So I've got to look after them boys down there. You know we've had choice words in the dressing room, but in a positive way. And if that's our blip, you know, look at South Shields and the money they've just spent today on a Stalybridge player, and they go and draw with Morpeth tonight 1-0. They're having a blip. You know what happened to them Saturday? Bates for getting beaten. There's no pressure on these boys, and I don't want them to put pressure on themselves. I want them to enjoy getting to a cup final. I want them to enjoy going to Barrow. I want them to enjoy, you know, scoring last minute against Buxton. And, you know, if we come out of January going into February and that's our mini blip, and, you know, we rest and recover, then I'll take that. But I'm dead proud of them.
And FC United will take on Trafford in the final of the Frank Hannah Manchester Premier Cup, with the date and venue for the final to be announced in the coming weeks. But it was back to league matters for FC United on Saturday afternoon as the Reds travelled to Nottingham to take on fellow promotion chasing Basford United. To hear the mood in the FC United camp heading into this one, Ben caught up with manager Neil Reynolds on Friday evening.
I think at the start of the season, a lot of fans were said, yeah, top 10 finish, that'll be great this season after recent years. But, you know, it is huge, isn't it? I mean, how do you make sure that the players keep their eye on the prize and make sure it is just about this one game and they don't start to drift into, you know, what might be in the future?
Ben, there is no prize for us. You know, it's very much 1.5 points per game. It very much is a top 10 finish. But all of a sudden, because of, you know, the form that we're on and people in and around us dropping points, you know, we're going to Basford tomorrow, 5 points behind, 2 games in hand. We could go up with Basford. I think we've got 3 games in hand over Lancaster. We're 5 points behind South Shields. They play Nantwich tomorrow. And then we've got to go to Shields. So all of a sudden, we're going into February. You know, I had a conversation with the fans at the beginning of July. I said that, you know, top 10 finish would be great. And all of a sudden, we're going in there now with, you know, the best record in the trophy since we got to Torquay. Money that we've made for the club. A Manchester Cup final. Fourth in the league going for, you know, realistically going for the championship. So I don't know why people can be upset by this. We're just taking one game as, you know, as it comes, and tomorrow's another game. You know, Basford have beat us in the league. We beat them in the trophy. But the pressure's on them. You know, Steve Chettle has to get that team promoted with the budget he's on. Graham Fenton has to get his team promoted with the budget he's on. Neil Reynolds has got to kind of just make sure that FC United have keeping to the structure and, you know, challenge at the top end of the table. But the most important thing for me and everyone else connected to the club is making sure that, you know, we're financially stable to move on. But, you know, I can't credit this squad that I've got enough, Ben. I think they are absolutely incredible. I think the support behind the scenes that I've had from the chairman, from the board, from Paul Smith has been incredible. And I think the fans, you know, on their travels, since the disappointment of Grantham, since the first game of the season away from home, and at home has been absolutely incredible. So, you know, we're loving this season, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to mention about Basford because we've had two encounters with them this season. One positive, one negative. I mean, the FA Trophy performance against them, that surely must be in the players' minds as we head towards this game.
It is, Ben. You know, listen, I think, you know, as a Basford supporter, as a Basford official, a manager, whatever it was, I don't think they were. I don't think they filled themselves with glory the second time round when they came and they were measuring Galinski's header etc. You know, but they got carried away with the moment. They played well in the league. A mistake or a ridiculous goal that the base were made and that Galinski scored, and you know, Cam slipped on it. But it gave us the impetus going into the game, and that what puts a little bit of edge into the game. And we're going to go down there tomorrow remembering that. Like I said, the pressure's on them. They know they have to beat us if they've got a, you know, an eye on the championship. We've got to go and get down there and get something, a point or even three, if we've got an aspiration to be in the playoffs. And that's not dampening my side's ambitions. But when you see the likes of South Shields spending what they've spent this week on a signing from Staleybridge, when you see Bates' wage bill, etc., it is what it is. We've just got to be realistic. But, oh, Ben, we are really enjoying the ride this season. And, you know, we can't wait to board the coach tomorrow at 10:45, full of confidence, and, you know, just can't wait for 3 o'clock.
And finally then, Neil, obviously, it's just a squad update, really. I mean, Michael Donoghue, I think, he was radio's man of the match on Tuesday night. So how is the squad shaping up as we head into this important game?
Listen, our biggest success this season, Ben, has been having a solid defensive unit. You know, we've had Dodd, I've had Doyle, I've had Jones, and I've had Morris. And that four, you know, Cam's been in behind that. But that four have pretty much played together every minute of every game. And all of a sudden, we get rocked with a Curtis Jones injury. You know, we've got to bring in Matty Elton, who's done well. We've got to reshuffle the pack, bringing Morris into centre-half. And Donoghue's had his chance at right-back. But for me, if I can get close to a settle back four tomorrow, that's what I'm aiming to do. The squad is exactly the same as it'll be on Tuesday night. You know, we're fully fit. We've renegotiated with Morecambe to play to keep Kyle on centre forward till the end of the season. Curtis Jones still isn't fit, but listen, we're going down there with every intent to go and get something from the game. Curtis is a massive miss, but you know, I've got a quality squad, and hopefully, you know, if the lads apply themselves right and believe in what they're doing, and like I've said on the group message tonight to him, that, you know, ultimately, above everything else, the quality, the skill levels, the trust levels, we're mates. You know, we're mates, and these mates will go toe-to-toe for each other. So, you know, come quarter five tomorrow, it won't be for want of trying, but, you know, if these lads put the bodies on the line and the fans get right behind us, then who knows?
Well, welcome everyone to Greenwich Avenue, and Stato Paul, hello to you.
Good afternoon.
More importantly, big afternoon today, well, isn't it?
It's not difficult to big this one up, to be honest. It's fourth against second. It's the team that have got the joint best of home record against the team that's got the best away record in terms of losses. And it's the team of the month for December playing the team of the month for January. And both sides unbeaten in the last six league games.
So let's also talk about expectations as well, because FC United... I feel like we do have to remind people, and you know, Neil's mentioned it in his pre-match interview, you know, these are my words now, not Neil's, but we are the little upstarts when it comes to the promotion race this year. It was meant to be South Shields, Baysford and maybe Warrington who were going to be the contenders. So this is either an opportunity for Baysford to slap us back down again or for FC United to put themselves forward even more.
Yeah, I tend to look at it as we've got two games in hand on Baysford and 5 points deficit. If we end up this afternoon with a point, we've still got those two games in hand. And I think that could be very important to us. So I think a point today would be a good result.
It's a big afternoon as well in the league more generally, with South Shields taking on Nantwich. Nantwich not too far behind us as well. So what's your sense on this afternoon?
I'm a bit apprehensive this afternoon because of Basewood's home record and the fact that they've got a pitch here which is... yet again, another artificial pitch, which they've got used to over this season. That they've done very well. They've dominated sides on this pitch. Unlike the game at Buxton, where Buxton had indifferent results at home all season, Basewood's home form has been strong. They had one blip, serious blip at home. They lost 4-1 to Hyde. And they lost one other game narrowly. But other than that, this has been a bit of a fortress for them. So it's going to be really tough.
It's a lovely pitch, by the way, and just to give you an idea of where we are at the moment, we're currently pitch side, and very much pitch side.
Inches away from the pitch.
We're on an audition table, essentially, aren't we? We're the judges.
We're almost running the line here.
Yeah, we're not too far. It's very reminiscent of there's one little stand here which is a bit like the one at Skem, isn't it? And the commentary position's a bit like Michelover back in the day where you are literally.
Which we've yet to savour this season.
No. No, that's very true. Team news coming into this. Me and James had a chat with Neil on the way up, and you know, he's the Buxton match. It was the same team that played Hyde United, and that was no accident. Here, it's apart from Curtis Jones, who's obviously still got that groin strain, it's the same team that played Basford in the FA Trophy.
And it was a great performance that afternoon, and maybe he's hoping to draw on that collective effort that we got that afternoon to beat them, because it took a really great performance to beat this team. The first time we played them, they overran us pretty much.
Well, that was the infamous headed goal from their own half game.
I mean,
we
were a bit unlucky that afternoon, to be honest, but having said that, beating them in the trophy, well, they got the 3 points in the league, and to them that was far more important.
Yeah. Michael Donoghue is wearing the number 10 shirt today. He obviously played right back midweek. The defensive line is Morris, Dodd, Doyle and Elsden. Donoghue going in at number 10, his more preferred position of attacking midfielder.
I think he's richly deserved his starting position this afternoon based on the last few weeks. I think he's played really, really well. And even playing fullback in midweek, his attacking side to his game was really good.
It was a bit of an eye-opener, really, wasn't it? Admittedly, we were playing a North West County side midweek, but, you know, they were good North West County side who's had a good FA Cup run, so there were no mugs.
No, and they gave us problems. So, fair play to Donny, he actually really does deserve a start.
And when it comes to the forward line, it's going to be Donoghue, Charlie Ennis and Regan Linnett, plus Owolabi up front. Owolabi scored, obviously, last week against Michelover. I think I said in the paper he levered it, which is an accurate term.
It's 2020, he's not been as prolific as 2019.
How important do you think that Michelover goal was for him and his confidence more generally?
Well, I like to think he comes out this afternoon and romps around like he did at Hyde on their artificial pitch and finds space for himself and uses it well. But I think the Linnie Ennis contribution is always very important to us.
And central midfield, it's going to be obviously Potts, the captain, and Griffiths. Substitutes, incidentally, Lenehan, Hawley, Kerr, Thompson Smith, and Sinclair Smith. Basford, we can't escape the fact this squad here is a quality squad.
Yeah,
and listeners should be under no illusion about the challenge FC United face this afternoon.
Their wage bill is massively higher than ours. And they've got four of the Ilkeston side that were so good some years ago. And of course they've got Chettle, who's quite an experienced manager now, isn't he? He knows his stuff.
And he's defensive-minded as well, isn't he?
He's got three subs. He's got three defenders on the bench. Yeah. Interesting. We've got a very attacking bench.
I mean, that might be one to look out for. They might go 1-0 up and then just sit on it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And we might struggle with that. Just before we hand over to James, who's here this afternoon, thankfully, because I don't think my voice could take it. I mean, now we're a couple of minutes from kick-off. What do you reckon?
Well, one thing I can say is that we've had some very disappointing trips to the Nottingham area in the past.
Oh, come on. Let's do this.
Two games at Eastwood where we lost 1-4-2.
Hucknall.
We also drew at Eastwood when they were bottom of the table.
Yeah.
And then there was that disastrous Carlton Town defeat in the
Dudson.
Don't forget that one easily.
No, we don't. No.
So Nottingham has not been a happy hunting ground for us. So maybe today we have to buck that trend.
And Nottinghamshire more generally, I mean, Worksop's not been great, has it? And Hansworth Parrymore.
Yeah,
obviously,
a draw.
And
yeah. It's not been great, this county.
What we're saying is let's get this done and then go on our merry way, is what we're saying.
Yeah, I would take a point right now.
Well, there we go. And, the teams are now coming out onto the pitch. They're right in front of us, incidentally. So this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Live team stats for all the stats live from this afternoon's game. It is FC United against Basford United, and it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. It's Stato Paul, but first, James Quinn.
Doyle brings it forward now. Chris Doyle for FC United, still inside his own half, plays it out for Linnie there, over halfway. Olabi just a little slip there as the ball was played to him, and Gascoigne able to clear. Now it's Elsden, square ball to Doyle by the left flank now, long ball forward, nice ball, taken nicely by Donoghue on the turn. Donoghue, 25 yards out is Donoghue, bring it forward, left footed shot, which goes just over the bar. Not a bad effort there from the FC number 10.
Donoghue's been good this opening 15 minutes, hasn't he, Paul?
He looks lively. He looks quick. He looks alert. It looks like he's the kind of player you need to keep giving him the ball at the moment.
Very talented player. He's not been getting league starts for some time. Now been very patient. Several substitute appearances and appearances in some of the regional cups. But it's his first league start for quite some time. Goal kick taken by Preston. Preston of Basford. And Dodd then volleys it forward. Galinski wins it well, but second ball there. Well, Potts was after it, but good covering there by Dom Roma. Oh, and a bad clearance there. Out to Elston. Now it's Olabi on the edge of the box. Out to Ennis. Ennis! He scores! And a mistake at the back there by Preston. Poor clearance and taken full advantage of by Ennis. He played it to Olabi, who, very cool under pressure, just slid it back to Ennis, and Ennis placed it very neatly. FC United into the lead.
That's not the first defensive error Basford have showed us this afternoon, and at last they've had one punished.
I mean, we have to credit Potts as well, because he put the pressure on the goalkeeper then.
Indeed. Well,
17 minutes gone.
Just the start that FC wanted. FC have looked good value for this, but Basford themselves have looked dangerous at the other end. Roma, halfway line. Thornhill plays it forward. Reed now in the centre circle for Basford. Plays it back to the left-hand side, and Galinski now. Galinski takes his time, plays a square ball back to Gascoigne. Gascoigne, still about 15 metres inside his own half. Square ball again to Galinski. Galinski tries to thrust forward. Plays it to Thornhill. Thornhill into the centre circle. Plays it out nicely, left-hand side, Ryan Wilson. Ryan Wilson, patient build-up down the line. Kane Richards now, towards the corner flag, towards the byline. Kane Richards takes a shot, scores! 1-1. So, well, Kane Richards there. He was allowed to shoot.
He was given a bit too much time and space there, I think. He was allowed to kind of size up a shot from the edge of the box, and it just flashed into the far corner, and no blame attached there to Belford.
No, it was a really beautifully played shot from Kane Richards, and it brings Basford all square here. But
on the hour mark,
FC just not compact enough on that right flank of their defence there. Ball played back again to Galinski, who clears his lines. Elston wins the header on the halfway line. Now it's Griffiths. FC trying to apply some pressure here. Griffiths brings it forward. Plays it out for Dodd. It's a nice ball, but a ball rather stopped there on the surface and bounces kindly for Thomas. Ooh. But Griffiths now wins it. Now it's Linney towards the box. Linney, edge of the box. Linney, shoot! Great save! Rebound of Olabi! He puts it over the bar. Flag was up anyway. Well, Griffiths goes down in despair there, but he won't have noticed the flag went up. But it was a great shot from Linney. It was a great save from Preston. And Olabi must have been in an offside position, perhaps to his relief, because he put what would otherwise have been a golden opportunity over the bar.
Three players closed in on Linney there, and he did brilliantly to fire in the shot.
Roma nods it on, and that Linney controls it well, does well. There's Linney, takes it over halfway. Red shirts in front of him towards the box. Linney, can he make the right decision? Goes down, and what's he going to give here? He's going to give a dive.
This could be a yellow card in the red.
And that will be a second yellow. And if, well, I did suspect, I'm afraid, that he went down too easily there. If that's the case, that is not the smartest bit of football I've ever seen in my life from Regan Linney. He got into a dangerous position, and it's 10 men of FC United to play out the last few moments of this contest. And that's it. FC United have picked up a good point here. They were 1-0 up at half time, but Basford came back strongly in the second half, particularly in the sort of third quarter of the game, and I think we're a very, very good value for a point in the end. And just about a fair result, Paul.
Yes, I do think it was a fair point. I think the point is a lot better for us than it is for Basford in terms of the position in the table. We had the better of the first half, obviously. We really should have cashed in more in that first half, and that was the concern at half-time, that we hadn't made the most of our opportunities. Second half, we were pushed back a bit. We we had some good performances, I thought, this afternoon in terms of on the pitch. Doyle, I thought Doyle had a good game. Potts. Donoghue did when he was on. Potts was a real Trojan in the middle of the park. The only blemish, of course, is losing Regan Lennon for a game next week.
And obviously, I mean, it was a booking in the first place.
So often with these two yellers, the first one is very preventable. Yeah, and I'm sure that's what the manager will be saying. I mean, you could say both of them were preventable this afternoon. But when you get involved in a situation like that first yellow, unnecessarily, it puts you on the tightrope, doesn't it? And that's what you don't want.
Well, just to let everyone know, obviously it's an away point here at a fellow promotion candidate in Basford. So a decent afternoon, I'm going to suggest. It's been a terrible afternoon for South Shields. Nantwich went 1-0 up with Casper Hughes scoring on 37 minutes. Jason Gilchrist got an equaliser. The final score, it's finished South Shields 1, Nantwich Town 4. Nantwich Town scoring two late goals on there to add to the disastrous afternoon at South Shields. That's right turn up for the books, Paul, isn't it?
It is, and this is a very, very strong division in terms of the balance of the top half. And they all seem to beat each other, don't they? And that's what keeps it interesting.
As indeed, and Nantwich have actually gone level on points with FC in the division. Just to let everyone know as well, in the game at Stainton Park, it has finished. Radcliffe 0, Lancaster City 3. Lancaster City now move into, I think they stay in third position, don't they? Stay in third position, but are now 2 points behind South Shields. Lancaster City have played 3 games more than FC United. The gap between Lancaster and FC is 4 points. The gap between FC and Basford is 5 points. But FC do have 2 games in hand over Basford. And the gap to top spot is 6 points. Got a game in hand over South Shields. And we play them in March.
This afternoon's attendance is 901, which may be a club record.
It'd certainly be
in the league.
By easily a record for Basford this season.
Certainly, it's 400 more than their biggest attendance before today.
Which was Matlock.
Yeah.
Picking out some of the good performances, I thought Elsdon looked much more out. I can't remember a mistake. And he was winning a lot of the balls. His positioning was good, and he showed he was calm, I thought.
It was more encouraging, the two centre-backs playing together today than in previous games, and that's a good sign for next week, especially if Curtis Jones is going to be out for a bit longer.
Yes. And we have to say, do you reckon Donoghue going out was a bit of a miss?
He played well first half. I think the second half he was struggling to impose himself like the rest of the team, but... obviously, we don't want him out injured because we haven't got a large squad.
No, we haven't.
So we need all our players fit.
Just to say, there was an opportunity. We're about 20 minutes to go, I think, where Linney had a shot. It was a wonderful save, and OLRB following up. But really, the main chance was that shot that Linney put in. It was a magnificent save for the goalkeeper, and that kept him in it, really, didn't it?
Yeah, that was a key moment in the game. I mean, if you look at, say, we look at what did Belford do in the game in terms of key saves?
Not much.
He didn't do that much,
no.
Did he?
And in the first half, we have to remember Griffiths hitting the bar from a free kick. So
we had in some ways, we had the better of this game.
Yeah.
And we're well worth a point, I would say. I think the manager will be delighted with a point.
Obviously, we take the FA Trophy out of the equation, but when you compare this game here today versus the game when we played Basford midweek in the league early in the season... We're toe-to-toe with them now, aren't we?
Well, we matched them today, I thought. So we look closer to them now than we did in October. And I think, obviously, playing them twice before has helped us because we've learnt a bit about them. And I think we had a good game plan this afternoon.
Yeah, the game plan itself, it was naturally going to happen, wasn't it? Because you're dealing with a team who, you know, there's players here who train more than FC United do in the week. And that did tell in the end. Because pressing game kind of died a death, didn't it, Joe? Stages in that.
It was hard to sustain.
Yeah.
But having said that, we still had chances sprinkled through the game to make something of it, to create something. And that's probably a good sign, you know. But there are concerns about whether, with the squad being limited whether we can sustain this for the rest of the season, I think, especially in February now, because we've got so many games coming up.
Yes, just to go through some of the fixtures in February that we've got coming up, because Paul's dead right, and there's some really important games. Atherton Coles will be coming to Broadhurst Park next Saturday. That's the next time we're in action. Then we've got Stafford Rangers at Broadhurst Park a week on Tuesday. Incidentally, Stafford Rangers drew this afternoon 1-1 with Stalybridge Celtic. Atherton Coles were beaten 5-1 at home to Morpeth Town. So they're our next two opponents. After that, and we look towards Bamber Bridge away, and then it's a tough set of games, really. I mean, we talk about the South Shields game, but before the South Shields game in mid-March, we've got Nantwich away, Warrington at home, Mickleover away. That's tough before South Shields, isn't it, Paul?
It's a tough run of games, and we definitely don't need suspensions and we don't need injuries. We need to keep all our players available and fit the best we can, so we don't need any more silly sendings off, certainly.
Do you know how many it is unbeaten in the league now? It's
12. What 12 you mean unbeaten. In the away? It's 12 away games in the league unbeaten since the opening day.
And what about, do we know unbeaten generally? When was the last?
The last time we lost in the league.
Was that South Shields?
It was Basford, I think, in the middle of October. Yeah, Basford in the middle of October. So it was the last league defeat. Yep. So that puts it in contrast, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, it's been we had a lot of draws of late, but what's happening is there's a character in the team now, which I think last season these games might have been lost at the end of FC.
I think last season, after conceding that first goal, we would have gone on to lose 2-3-1 last season.
And South Shields, they've really invested. They've got a long-term project to go up and up.
But it is a very competitive division, and we keep seeing this every week. The results don't go to plan. Well, there always seems to be an upset.
I mean, you could argue FC United haven't won a game now in the last three. Basford haven't won a game in the last two. South Shields haven't won a game in the last four. So, you know, everyone's stumbling, really, aren't they?
But in isolation,
we're getting points. In isolation,
a point here is a very good point.
Yes. And that's the thing. When you add up all the isolated points and wins and that kind of thing, they all add up to, hopefully, a prediction where Swampy was right on Red Rebel Radio. He says we're going to get 84 points.
84?
Yes.
And that will put us, what, in the playoffs?
I think it'll put us in National League North. that's how optimistic that prediction is. Neil joining us now.
Neil joining us right now.
Sorry, Neil, making you work for it.
Well, Neil, congratulations. A very good point. But first half, you must have been very pleased. You must have wondered out. Maybe you weren't even further ahead.
Yeah, James, I thought we were exceptional today. You know, for a team that has had a bit of a blip, and we have, you know, I thought our energy levels, I thought our willingness, our passing, our recovery runs, everything was great. You know, over the course of 90 minutes, it was brilliant. First half, we came in and fully deserved being 1-0 at half-time. And then, obviously, second half, you know, the game changed. But I'm so proud of the boys today.
And what that kind of quick passing, were you particularly pleased with the way?
Yeah, it was back. It was back. We're back to our best today. You know, we've had a blip, and we're, you know, low on confidence. We were really open and honest with each other on Thursday. You know, Barrow affected them lads. They came out and they said it, and I said, listen, one game doesn't change a season. You know, whatever happens this season, it'll always be a roller coaster up and down. But if you're there for each other, you know, you stick together, you show that work ethic, then, you know, win, lose, or draw, I'll always accept that. And, you know, I'm delighted for them today, because that's a massive point in our season.
Donoghue's come in. Seems to have got a knock, but he's so busy. No hint of a player who doesn't belong in that first 11 lineup.
He belongs in the first. There's a lot. Listen, Mike Donoghue, he's an exceptional player. He struggles at times with his confidence, and, you know, but he's a great player for us. We're gutted he's got a knock today, and we're hoping it's just something that will settle down. He was brilliant. But, yeah, he fully deserves his start today. And, you know, it shows the trust that I have in the players. You know, Donners has been out for a few weeks, and he's gone in and put an exceptional performance.
So, another plus was Matty Elston, after, you know, obviously feeling his way into it, finding match fitness. I just can't remember him putting a foot wrong today. Real authority.
What a player. What a player. I've just said to him, I've gone round everyone's shoulder, and I've just went, monstrous performance today. You know, him and Doyle. You know, when you're losing a Curtis Jones in the back, it's tough, isn't it? But he's coming in, he's getting better and better. His headers, his ability to play out, his strength leaning into players. I can see why he's full time at Barrow anyway. But listen, we're going to enjoy having him, and he's fit into this dressing room great. So you know, well done to him.
So Regan Linney, mixed afternoon. He took a shot, not before he was still on the field. Beautiful shot, which was brilliantly saved, and Tundy came in for the rebound. Unfortunately, Tundy was offside. Regan just got involved though in something a bit silly off the ball with their skipper, and then we felt he went down a bit easy. What was the
Listen, I'm not a manager that sits on the fence. I honestly couldn't see it. I've walked around and I've shook everyone's hands. When I've got to the behind the goal section, they've said that Regan didn't dive. But listen, it's the bit before that. It's petulance. We don't need to get involved in that. And if you look at Regan's five bookings this season, they've all come from off the ball thing. So he's got to know better. He's been with me now long enough. He knows my expectations. We're going to lose him now for a game. I think it's harsh to be a sending off, but it's the one before that I'm disappointed with. So, you know, if he's dived, he fully deserves to get booked. If he hasn't, the referee's got it wrong. I can't do anything about it now, but it's, you know, we're going to miss him now and he's got to learn from this.
Yeah. Now injuries. What's the guys who went off today? Yeah. Are they knocks that
yeah,
make them out?
Donners could do. You know, that could be 10 to 14 days. I think Chaz's is just a knock on his ankle. I thought he did great as well. We've got to be cautious. But the lads who went in there did great. I thought Finn lit it up when he come on. I thought Jack Lenehan did really well when he come on. And really hard. You know, when you get out to 10 men with the last 7 or 8 minutes, it's really hard. Mm-hmm. And you know, them lads kept the shape and the discipline and. You know, just so happy. So hopefully the injury settle down, but we'll just have to monitor that in training on Tuesday night.
And any update on Curtis Jones?
Yeah, he should be back for next Saturday.
Okay.
You know, Kurt trained. Well, he ran on Tuesday, ran on Thursday. He's gone to do a strength session today that Liv set him. He'll come in Tuesday and train, come in Thursday and train, and hopefully we'll have him back. But you know, it's a welcome body back.
No hurry though, given that Elston slotting in today.
No, and listen, Matty Elston's going to go back to Barrow. They're chasing the league title, and the reason why he's come here is to get games. And you know, I'll speak to Ian Everett tonight and say what an exceptional performance it was, and I'm sure he'll go back there and be great for him. So if Curtis takes a couple of weeks to get back to match fitness, that suits us all because we've got Matty Elston for another 2 weeks.
So a week with no games, but then a period of 5 games. In 14 days, a couple of what you'd say it's a difficult league to predict, but 2 winnable home games to start with, but then away games at the likes of Nantwich, you will need that squad, won't you?
Yeah, I mean, you look at it today, I think Atherton have got beat 5-1 at home to Morpeth. They've had John Welsh sent off, so he'll be missing for next week's game. We've had Regan sent off, and he'll be missing. But, you know, I don't know what's happened. You know, they're good on paper. They just seem to have a bit of a blip. But, you know, they're coming to our place. And, you know, we if we want to achieve what we want to achieve this season, we've got to be targeting maximum from it. And then the same against Stafford. And then it's the one against Bamber Bridge. You know, they're on a good run. They've won again today. They've got no... extra added incentive to raise again because I was obviously the manager there, and then you know we look at the games in front of the night in Nantwich, Warrington, South Shields, so it's going to be tough, but you know we're going into February right in the mix, not just for a playoff spot, for a championship spot, so you know we're delighted with it.
Is that your thinking now that we're in this?
Yeah, we're in it, but that's a massive point, and that's not me being confident or overconfident. That is a huge point today to come here. And Baysford are a really, really, really good side, and a lot of teams have described them as the best team in the league. Some of the rotations, the movement in the first half, I thought brilliant. He's done a great job here, Steve Chettle. For us to come here and outplay them for large parts of that game, gives us massive confidence.
Well, I was going to say our last league defeat was the home game.
Yeah.
And we're toe-to-toe with them today. Yeah. A stark contrast to the Broadest.
Yeah, we are. We've come a long way as a squad. Listen, I'm not going to hide it. You know, at the start of the season... You know, 1.5 points per game, and you know, finishing the top 10. My ambition is always to do as well as you can do, and you know, we're in a playoff spot. We want to stay there minimum, and we've earned the right to be in there. And we've got 3 months of the season left, and we've got to keep earning our right to be in there. But if we do, and we put performances on like we've done today, then there's no reason. You know, we've got 3 games in hand over Lancaster, 2 over Baysford, and we can leapfrog both of them. Game over hand in South Shields. We can go 3 points behind them, and we've got to go there and win. So it's, you know, it's on.
And although we use the word blip, in fact, what the team is doing, which perhaps it wouldn't have been able to do last season, is to get a point rather than fall. You know, we were discussing before you came on air that last season in that position, having with them having got the equaliser relatively early in the second half, that last season's FC might have found it tough then to see that one out. But
a million miles away. You know, I've always enjoyed managing this club. I didn't enjoy managing that squad last season. I enjoyed managing this club and I enjoyed managing this squad. You know, chalk and cheese. You know, this side deserved, you know, if we didn't get relegated, they'd do great in the Conference North. But we're not. We are where we are. And, you know, we just keep making strides and we keep getting bigger and better together, more experience, closer together, you know, setting standards for each other, expectations. So, you know, just really, really proud of that squad in there. And, you know, if you would have been a fly on the wall on Thursday night, it was a really heartfelt discussion that we had, and it rocked them hard, the Barrow game. It was good just to get it out in the open, and, you know, they've come here today and they deserve every plaudit they're going to get.
A final bit of broken record. Cameron Belford, whatever he does, he just mops up at the back, doesn't he?
Exceptional.
Right at the end there. Just
he killed 90 seconds with that.
Yeah, he did, mate. Yeah. Exceptional. And I said to Cam today, listen, I don't want to take out playing out the back, but at times today, can you go first time? Because you've made a couple of mistakes in recent weeks. Get your confidence back. Start going big. But he marshalled the back four. He couldn't do anything with the goal. It's an exceptional goal.
Yeah.
But he's a real presence for us, isn't he? But they all are. Honestly, they absolutely all are today. And, you know, I don't want that to be kind of a, you know, all managers say that when you get a good point. They're an exceptional group to work with, and, you know, we deserve a point, and we're going to take loads from that today.
No, well, it was a really tough game. It was an intriguing game.
Just before you go, I've just been reading the forum. A post has been come up. You're doing something for the Development Fund, I believe, in late March.
I'm walking on fire or something. Yeah,
yeah, you're walking on hot coal. You and Chadder.
You
seem to be fine with this.
I don't know, really. Tim's been on
fire. Is it on hot coals?
I don't know what it is. That's I've got bare I've, feet and I'm going to walk on fire.
There's a way of doing it. I did it years ago.
Share some stories.
So, I'm thoroughly not looking forward to it, but it is for reasons.
How's Chaddy?
He's got big feet. Chaddy's heavy, isn't he? So I don't know if he's going to be able to nimble his way through
that.
I might be able to do so.
Says it, 500 degrees.
Listen,
are you all right with
that? I've no idea. If it goes wrong, blame Tim. Honestly, okay. That's what we've got to do.
Excellent stuff. Well, keep up the good work on the pitch, off the pitch, and with the fundraising.
Yeah, great.
Well, excellent. Great to hear from you, Neil. Safe trip home.
Brilliant.
And we'll see
Thanks,
you soon.
Ben.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon, and FC United return to action this weekend as Renners Reds will be hosting Atherton Colliers at Broadhurst Park. Kick-off in North Manchester on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. and it will be pay on the gate, £12 for adults, £7 concessions, £3 under 18s. But as always, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air on Saturday afternoon from 2:30 p.m. right here on www.fc-radio.co.uk. And that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. And on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. A big thank you to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.